Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Lions trying to get two bodies on the field late. They might have 12 on the field if they could snap it. Snap Dalton. They blow it dead. He takes a knee in the middle of the field. As the Bears know, the Lions have one timeout left. And
there was no play before the snap. Timeout, Chicago, their first.
I know everybody's calling timeout. And I think there was just another holding penalty called on the Lions offensive line. Welcome in, welcome back. Steve Rosenblum and Mark Rohde with you. We're broadcasting from the Score Hyundai Studios, presented by your local Hyundai dealers. We're in for Bernstein and Rahimi. So, as we mentioned, as you mentioned, Mark, before break, the current head coach of the Bears, Matt Nagy, said, quote, when Justin is healthy, he's the starter. It's pretty simple.
Good.
Well, we didn't think it was simple, but apparently it's simple now that Bears chairman George McCaskey neutered Matt Nagy by telling him to play Fields earlier in the year when there was the abrupt turnabout because it was Dalton coming back from injury. And when Andy's healthy,
hey,
he's our starter.
Check this out. I actually got a little bit of news here from Hallis Hall. And this is interesting. This is from our guy Jason Leisure of the Sun Times. I'm sure others have this too, but it just so happens that I'm looking at his Twitter. Matt Nagy, unsolicited, says the report by Hub Arkish, incidentally, that George McCaskey made him make Justin Fields the starter is false. So I think that's really interesting that unsolicitedly he said that. So Matt Nagy did not like that feeling, and who knows what's what anymore, because if there's one guy I trust, it's Hub Arkish, and I don't say
too.
That sarcastically.
No. Hub knows the rules, knows the game, has been doing it for 40 years. No, I don't think that was, and if you had been looking to doubt that, think of the time that it took for this to come out and be confirmed and the legwork that it took to verify that, as opposed to doing it right after the change was made. Well, why was it made? And then if you're looking to just have a hot take or have a hot scoop or have people talk about you, you just say, well, it came from the top. It came from, you know what? That's what ultimately happened, and I believe Hub did all the requisite, necessary legwork to be sure that that's what it was. So Matt Nagy has been, I'm not surprised that he would try to fire off on Hub or anyone around him.
Sure, it's embarrassing. If you're a head coach, that's embarrassing to have that report come out. So my guess is that if this report is accurate, and again, I have every reason to believe that Hub is accurate, it is possible that the chairman, George McCaskey, told Matt Nagy, you know what, you could debunk that if you want, even though we both know it happened. You know what I'm saying? Like, just to maintain power or the perception of power and control for your next job. You know? I mean, I'm serious. Like, at this point, he's not going to coach next year, I don't think, Matt Nagy. At this point, his bosses are going to do everything they can, especially after the Mark Conkle report, to keep Matt Nagy's credibility intact, even though he's not going to coach the Bears next year.
Even though they're the ones who neutered him. Everybody above Matt Nagy neutered him. And Nagy's going to, and here's why Nagy is going to handle this with, like, I think you're right. I think you're right that Matt, that Bears management above him said, you go ahead, deny what you want. Then, you know, play it whatever way you want. Lie to the people. Play them for stupid. Go ahead and say what you want. But if you review the bidding of that, and we did the following Saturday before that first game where the change came, on one day he says, if Andy's healthy, he's our quarterback. And then it turns out Andy was healthy, and Justin Fields is your quarterback. So he said specifically at that time, he's been neutered. Somebody told him what to do. This is not a decision by the head coach. This is a decision the head coach is announcing. It's not a decision he made. Dalton was always his guy. That's what they collaborated on. So we know that the organization plays these kind of games. And there was something yesterday that Hayden Ryan Pace said. He came out for the company, the team-owned broadcast on WBBM where the pregame show, he talks, and he was doing his customary pregame interview on WBBM 780 AM 105.9 FM. And he was talking about the report from Mark Conkle. So I want to play you this, and then I'll bring you up a couple points after this.
Cool.
Bong.
There's. Bong, ba-bong, bong. You know, I like, by the way, I like the fact today, Steve, that we're doing more of what Steve heard today. I appreciate that, because I have no what Mark heard today. I'm off course a little bit, so you are just really bringing some fantastic stuff. Do we have it, Bong?
My first thought was, you know, hey, that's an inaccurate report, you know, but beyond that, you know, I think we did a good job just focusing on what's happening inside our building and blocking out that outside commotion, as you call it. And I think, as I look at it, you know, mentally strong and focused teams are able to do that. You know, I think we have that kind of team. And, you know, especially on a short week, the focus is on preparing for the Lions. And we've done that. Obviously, when you lose five in a row, unfortunately, it's part of the territory. You know, some of these things fester up that can be inaccurate. But I'm proud of our guys. I'm proud of our players and coaches and how they've stayed locked in all week.
All right. So he's full of crap. The first thing is the tell, the word inaccurate. Hey, that's an inaccurate report. Is that really your first response if somebody comes out? You're the general manager of a team, and you say, and there's a report that says your coach is going to be fired, win or lose, after this Thursday's game, and your first response is, that's soft, the way Ryan Pace was taught?
My response is WTF. Hey. WTF is that. I didn't say that. No, nobody said that. Even Matt Nagy, as good as he was when we had to ask him about his livelihood that day based on a report with a source, like, Matt Nagy was good, but he even, like, I asked Matt Nagy, I said, well, if as you are saying, this story is inaccurate, aren't you pissed? Aren't you pissed? And he was just, and then he kind of just dodges. Oh, no, I know how things work, and you know, I understand it's the media, and you know, we're just focused on the Lions. I'm like, nobody was angry enough about this stuff.
And that's how you know the Bears are lying. with Pace, it's just if his lips are moving, he's lying. I have grown to despise this man. He plays Bears fans for stupid. He gets away with the media when he does come out of hiding. He says things that are just ridiculous, because the stuff about the outside commotion and how they only worried about it inside the building. Wait, the coach canceled all meetings Tuesday afternoon after the report, while Pace did nothing. He continued to earn his nickname, Hayden Ryan Pace, if that's it. And I hope to God, if the Bears have a Secret Santa deal like a lot of companies do, I hope somebody who draws Pace's name gets him a spine. But that, on top of the response of that's an inaccurate report, the word inaccurate is now replaced collaborate. It's a code word. It's what they were told by, or they decided among themselves, or they were told by PR people, hey, we'll just say it's inaccurate. And any part of it could be inaccurate. You know how it could be inaccurate, Mark?
Wow, Steve.
If Pace was told, if the report said that Nagy was told he would be fired after Thursday's game.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Maybe Nagy wasn't told. Maybe his agent was.
Exactly.
That's inaccurate, you know?
Right, so right, right. That's very lawyer. That's very lawyerly, yes. It is in it for the – I mean, technically it's inaccurate. That's right. That's what you're saying.
Yeah,
technically it is, you know?
I just think it's so they just wear you out. In a lot of cases, Ryan Pace plays you for stupid if you're a Bears fan. And I thought it was because of that, because of the way you were describing, you were there when Matt Nagy is answering all these questions. Of course, their response inside the building was to send out the special teams coach and whatever coordinators there were and players, and then finally the head coach shows up. But as you seem to have some sympathy in your voice for what Matt Nagy was going through, right?
I did, because he just did not have anybody else confirming or denying the story that he had to come out there. It was there were more reporters than I think were going to be there. That it was a big day. Like, it was a packed house at Halas Hall, and the reason was because of a report that Matt Nagy was going to be fired on Thursday after the Detroit game. And so I'm sorry, no matter how heartless you think we are, it is a difficult task to ask a man about his welfare and his job status as much as commonplace as it is, especially based on a report, and to have to make that the entire tenor of the day. Like, we had to ask everybody about that. And so why did I feel bad for him? Well, just as a human being, and then the fact that nobody above him at that point was either, again, confirming or denying, and that just leads to that is what I call a loud speculation. Then we are all allowed to speculate and take it down whatever road we want to take it down until there is something from the top.
I understand that, and I understand the sympathy, and I also understand NFL teams have done this for a long time with coaches. One of the reasons they get paid millions and millions is to be the face of the organization. My first NFL beat was the Rams in 87. John Robinson was the coach. He was necessary to bring credibility to a franchise that had Giorgio Frontieri as the owner and John Shaw, who said less to the media, who hid from the media more than Ryan Pace does.
Gotcha.
So John Robinson came from USC, and he brought immediately credibility, and he was paid millions and millions and millions to be that guy, the way Matt Nagy was thrown out there by himself. And there is, and the media knows it, and there is some sympathy. I feel bad for the guy on the one hand, and on the other hand, I don't. That's part of what your job description is. He said it.
Of course.
Like yesterday,
of course.
Right? He said,
No, you're right.
This job.
Ultimately, you're right. That's why I'm not going to carry this with me. But like in the moment, it was awkward, and you were allowed to have a drop of sympathy for the man at that moment.
And I found it interesting that near the end of, if you were watching his, I watched it on NBC Sports Chicago. They played all of the Nagy post game, and I saw this at the end, where he made a point of saying, I think he started by saying, as I went through this, meaning the week or the situation or the questions or just whatever was the chaos that was raining down on this clown college, this McCaskey clown college. He stopped himself. And he went from, as I was in the middle of this, he said, as Ryan and I do this thing together, they rally around us, meaning people in the building. And my ears perked up, and I thought, this is a guy who's playing the game. He's in the game, and he's playing the game. I could be wrong. I've never seen Nagy play. I don't know what kind of corporate politics he plays. But here's my thought, and you can comment on this afterwards. That's Nagy making sure Pace is dragged into this. It's this team photo of suck, not separating himself, because Pace has the pipeline to George and Ted. Just Matt Nagy apparently does too. He has meetings with them. But he doesn't want, he wants to let people know that wasn't meant for the public, that wasn't meant for anybody except George and Ted, that he doesn't want Ryan Pace walking around saying, I confess, Matt Nagy did it. Right. I confess Matt Nagy's to blame. That caught my ear as something that was the first time it had been mentioned, because he was the subject of all the questions all week and in the post game. But he managed to bring up Ryan Pace's name. What do you make of that?
Well, now that you mention it, yeah, I think there might be some credence to that, because it's like Matt Nagy in his head now has to be thinking, you know what? We can't unhook the collaboration train now. You know, if we're in lockstep before the season starts, and with Justin Fields and everything that has happened, you ain't abandoning me now. You know what it reminds me of for some of our older listeners and maybe younger ones who have seen the movie Stripes? You've seen the movie Stripes, right, Stevie Sunshine?
Many, many times. Love it, need it, would happily watch it. That's a fact, Jack.
Yeah, do you remember the part where Bill Murray was trying to escape? He wanted out of the army or what? Yeah, they were in the army. He tries to escape in the middle of the night because he wanted no more of it. And then the Harold Ramis character tackles him in the middle of the night and says, "You got us into this thing. You're not going anywhere. We're in this together. You can't abandon me now." And that's exactly what's going on with Matt Nagy. Look, we're collaborative. Both of us make the decisions. There is no distinction. And now, for God's sakes, and you know what? I say this. We're only, 11 games into the season? There's a little ways to go here. Nagy's like, "You ain't unhooking me yet, pal."
And back it up a bit to the odd quote, It's nobody's fault because it's everybody's fault. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, there's that too. That is collaboration in a different way.
And it tells you something was afoot at that point. That he would make sure that he was... whether he's good at this kind of corporate poker game or this hierarchy poker game, or whether he's bad at it, but he knows he's got a couple chops to play, he's got a couple moves, he's made those moves, he's played them, because he has made sure, like you said, we're not unhooking the collaboration train. I love that. We're not unhooking
unhooking this collaboration train.
And it's true. You can't be with me in January and then go backstabbing me in November. And so something was afoot that would have led someone to tell Mark Conkle, "Yeah, this is coming. Happy Thanksgiving."
Yeah, you can't say those words. What was all that one in a million talk? You know, if you're breaking up with me, what has happened here?
Yeah, one in a million talk. Did you get that? Did you somebody say that to you?
No. That was from Dumb and Dumber. Remember when Jim Carrey was
never
asking,
saw that. I'm sorry.
What are the chances of a guy like me going out with a girl like you? Or I think he botched that, and then she said like one in a million. And so what you're saying is I got a chance, and then eventually when things don't work out, he's like, "What was all that one in a million talk?" So it's dumb. I can't believe you've never seen Dumb and Dumber, but it's just something for you to consider down the road.
I guess I should, given the fact that we talk regularly about the Bears. I should just have some kind of blueprint for all that.
Hello!
So at some point they're going to fire Matt Nagy, and hopefully they'll fire Ryan Pace. But
so you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah.
There it is. There it is.
Nice job, Bong. So I want to bring up a name that I would like to be considered for coach. I don't know who we're going to. I've already brought up a name to have the football Theo Epstein version, or just a football voice in a new hierarchy at Hallis Hall. I don't know if George or Virginia's new son, whoever it's got to be. And it's got to be, because something's got to change. We'll talk about that. But I have a name I want to run by you as the next coach of the Bears.
I'm excited. I am so excited. Oh, my God. Okay, great.
Okay. He's Mark Grody. He's very excited.
Yes.
And I'm Steve Rosenblum. And I'm excited, too. I'm as excited. I'm fired up like Ryan Pace is fired up to get fired. Yeah. I'm fired up for Ryan Pace to get fired. Right here, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Detroit has won the toss and elected to defer. Chicago, you want the ball? You want the ball?
I want to defer.
They defer. You want the ball. You want the ball. Which way do you want to kick? Chicago will receive at this end. Good luck.
That is an all-timer.
The Bears, an NFL punchline. The Lions, an NFL punchline. There was your Thanksgiving. And Buck and Aikman just couldn't wait to replay that coin flip. If you saw the start of the game when the Bears came out on their first possession, Joe Buck had a giggle in his voice. He says, here's the Bears coming out for their first possession, first series. We'll bring you the coin toss if we can. And they eventually brought it, and there it was. And they would go on to have such moments as Aikman talking about 10-7 between these two offenses being characterized as a shootout. And Aikman's double doink when it hit off Sam Mustipher's
buttocks.
Nether regions. That was a fumble. And the Lions getting called for a penalty on a PAT. And Joe Buck saying, well, they're just not used to scoring touchdowns.
Third down and 31s for the Lions. You could say double doink all you want, but there was a double timeout situation that really stole the show. And that was by the way, a little bit more news that we didn't touch on about Justin Fields coming out of Halas Hall today. This, according to Matt Nagy, he has cracked ribs and has not been throwing since Sunday. No timetable on his return from the injury.
So they do have the rest of this weekend before they start. They'll practice again Monday, correct?
That would sound correct. I don't have the Bears schedule in front of me right now. As a matter of fact, I don't know if the full schedule for next week has been sent yet. But that sounds like it could be logical, and then maybe a Tuesday off. We'll see. It's always a little awkward with these extra days, so I'll let you know when I know. But, yeah, their next game is Sunday, December 5th, against a very good Arizona team, and then they're at Green Bay. So I think we were both suggesting that I can't see him playing. It cracked ribs, played Arizona on December 5th? I don't think so.
Somebody better stop him from playing. And as long as they got pictures of that broken rib and it's still broken or cracked or hairline fracture, whatever it is, he doesn't get out there. That's the future of the franchise. Just go through the season and give Matt Nagy his, let him play with his adorable Andy Dalton doll and forget about the running game until you absolutely need to get yards and have an offense work. It's just amazing that the only way the offense works is if you run the ball, and Nagy refuses to run the ball because he thinks his offense works. When clearly it's shown it hasn't. You only got 16 points against Detroit. You had 16. Yeah. Only got 16 points against the worst team in the league. And most times, half the game, you were talking about that 2018 season being the outlier, the fluke, everything's got.
As it turns out.
It's like, they can't. Half the games they haven't scored 20 points with Matt Nagy's offense. What more do you need to know?
It's incredible. That's what he was brought in here to do, and that only. You know what I mean? Like, nobody was telling him you got to run the defense. Nobody was telling him anything about special. It was like, we want you to make quarterbacks good, hence offenses, and neither has happened.
How's that working out for you, pal? Yeah. So they're going to fire him at some point in time. Probably apparently later as opposed to this weekend. I have a name that I want to bring up. Now, we talked about this earlier. Lawrence, I know, was vocal in this. Pat Manley was vocal in this. Olin Krutz has been vocal in this, and Olin Krutz would be the right guy to have up there. But you need a Bears player voice. You need a Bears voice. You need Bears credibility. But you need somebody, you need a Theo Epstein type to report directly to George, not to Ted. You cannot have that governor on the football operation. George likes to talk about we have a top-down management, because that's what I learned in business school. Well, that's wrong. Maybe the Cubs did that too. They figured out it was wrong. Theo Epstein said, it's wrong. I will come to the Cubs, Tom, if I can report to you, and you tell Craig Kennedy to go over there and make money, and I'm going to report to you. And that's the setup that needs to be adjusted now at Halas Hall. I don't know if it will or it won't, but that's what needs to happen. You need a football guy who, as Olin makes the point, Olin says a football guy can call in the coach or the general manager, call in the coach and say, why was that called at this time? Where has this part of the game been?
Yes.
Or
yes.
He can call.
I heard that. Yes.
Yeah, and he can go to the general manager and say, why? Why is Trufant making plays for somebody else and Artie Burns and Kendall Vildor giving up touchdowns every time somebody throws at them? Somebody who can make them accountable. Right now there seems to be zero accountability, just a whole bunch of kumbaya collaboration up there.
So who's your name?
Dave Tobe.
Oh, interesting.
And there are many reasons why. The first thing that people will say, no, not another Kansas City coach. Well, here's why Dave Tobe. He was here. He's a man who could bring some credibility to the coaching position at where there is none now. Matt Nagy was neutered by, you know, Hubs reports that George McCaskey told him to play Fields. So your current head coach is neutered, and he was fired, and then he wasn't fired, and all that kind of stuff. Dave Tobe has been here. He was respected. Dave Tobe is a man who has been passed over for many head coaching jobs. Dave Tobe is the assistant head coach / special teams coach at Kansas City. So I know you're going to say, oh, we don't want another coaching. Not another Kansas City coach. But who is the guy they put in? What position coach became the head coach when Matt Nagy had COVID, Mark?
That would be special teams. That would be Mr. Tabor, yes.
So why? Why was that?
Because he kind of sees all aspects of the team.
Yeah, that's what a special teams coach does.
Yeah, they pick players from defense and offense to be on their special teams.
See John Harbaugh for details if you want a special teams coach. And
I see that, and I raise you a Mike Ditka.
I was just going to say, for those of you who can't live without the 85 Bears, Ditka.
Yeah.
He was a special teams coach.
The
Marv
only
Levy.
Problem I have with your idea here, Steve, is that as far as Dave Tobe is concerned, I do have to question why he's been passed over so much. And there's been so many it feels like everybody who covered Dave Tobe in town just loves the guy. And he's had, it seems like a lot of promotional campaigns.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody loves Dave Tobe. What is it about Dave Tobe that the everybody in Chicago loves him and covering him, and maybe even in Kansas City? But when GMs think about their next head coach, they don't think Dave Tobe. And it could be as simple as what you're saying is that it is, although you're giving some good names, it is relatively rare to hire special teams coaches as your head coach. It has never been trending in the NFL like hiring the hot offensive coordinator, or even a couple of decades ago hiring the hot defensive coordinator like the Bears did when they hired Dave Wanstead.
And the Bears have gone after one side of the ball or the other, as opposed to all sides of the ball. And that's another reason I brought up Dave Tobe. You bring up a really good question. Why has he not been given a chance? Maybe he doesn't interview well.
Right.
What I don't know, the backstory. I don't know what the word on the street is. I know his teams. I know he's a creative guy. His teams are well prepared. He is a man who is, as you said, special teams coaches. They have to pick from both sides of the ball. I have to figure out if their voices are heard in meetings. They will lobby for certain players for that part of it. I don't know why he hasn't been given a chance. I do know that Patrick Manley, one of many players that speak so highly of him, and aren't wowed. Maybe owners, GMs, want to be wowed by pretty shiny things, the way Ryan Pace has unfortunately been wowed by the cuteness of Mitch Trubisky and the adorability of Matt Nagy. The pretty shiny thing. You know what? Maybe not always that. Maybe you take a special teams coach has to have greater chops than a guy strictly from one side of the ball or the other. And I have no idea what the chances are, but I also know this, that if the Bears, especially if the Bears refuse to change their structure, that they need that guy, they need to restore credibility to that position. I don't have a name for you who should replace Ryan Pace. He needs to be fired as well. I don't know who that guy would be. Unfortunately, I'm convinced the Bears don't know who that guy is. They've admitted they don't know who it is. Under Ted Phillips's watch, they've gone with a headhunting firm, with a search committee, and Ernie Accorsi to hire GMs and head coaches. And how's that worked out for you?
Here's another thing, too, that I would worry about, because you are, again, we are in a predicament where, let's face it, like, even though Matt Nagy had credibility coming from Kansas City, he was a first-time head coach, and so it was a bit of a risk or a reach, even. It was the same deal with Mark Trestman. That was a risk and a reach. And what did the Bears do after Mark Trestman to restore order? They brought in the old retread John Fox, who was essentially there as a retirement home with the Chicago Bears. That's how he treated Halas Hall. And so now, will the Bears be wanting comfort? Will they be wanting the credible retread head coach who has had success? That's what I worry about, because while I understand why Bears would be conflicted on the Bears taking a chance on the hot coordinator, whomever that might be, but there was going to be the temptation to bring comfort food back to the sideline, something you know is good because you can't afford to have another failed head coach at this point.
Well, you need credibility. The Bears greatly lack credibility from George on down. I don't know if there'll be a new McCaskey son in charge. If they can get Ted out of the way and just go count decimal points over there, Ted, leave the football stuff. And you need somebody to report to George, period, not to Ted. You need someone to report to George and then use the Cubs Theo model as the way you want it done. And that is a successful way it needs to be done. If they don't, I still think Dave Tobe is an excellent choice. And we have a 480 texter, Mark. I don't know if you saw this. You may want to be, you need to be aware of this. A suggestion as the next Bears coach would be Dave the Cat.
Oh, yes. Dave the Cat, by the way, is just sprawled out right and on the table from which I am working right now, covering most of my notes. So he is up. For some reason, he's enjoying this show. I don't know why, but he is.
Well, that's because we're in for Bernstein Rahimi.
Rahimi. Oh, okay. That's why he's into it. He thought it was a different show.
I'm replacing the irretrievable pedant Dan Bernstein, and you get to be the charismatic and likable and joyful Layla Rahimi. That's just doesn't hardly
seem like it.
Fair.
I win the day.
Yes, you do. You win. All right, so Bong, what do we have to bring to do what?
You got a joint? No, not on me, man.
Why not?
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
Yes.
What's up, Bong?
Gentlemen.
Yeah, we have to take a break because why? What's next?
Yeah, we gotta cut away. We'll have one more quick segment, and then we'll transition with Lawrence.
Yeah,
okay.
Lawrence is pumped
right,
up, man.
Talk to Lawrence.
Let's go.
So we do have this. We do have some additional WB news, WB Club news, in addition to our new producer today, Bong Callahan. So we'll get to that, and then we will transition with Lawrence Holmes and just see how apoplectic he is about a Bears win. I'm Steve Rosenblum's Mark Grody. Saturday Suckage on Friday, of course, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
In the back of the end zone. It's a good one. Grant will stay away. That was hit by one of the players. It's down to the 25. And there's going to be discussion to see who has the ball and where it should be spotted. There's a flag down back at the 10. It hit Bobby Price.
Doink.
It just, the Bears are a punchline. George McCaskey was at the game, so he probably didn't see this. Hopefully somebody told him about what a punchline his wanted heritage franchise is. That was Aikman talking about a doink there, and then there was Sam Mustipher's snap that only went as far as his nether regions, was called double doink by Aikman. And it just, the Bears were the butt of jokes the way the Lions were by a crew that didn't want to be there last night, yesterday afternoon. Happy Thanksgiving to you. I'm Steve Rosenblum. That's Mark Rohde. We are in for Bernstein Rahimi. Top of the hour, we'll be doing crosstalk. We'll be doing transition with Lawrence Holmes. I'm sorry to Mark. We had a texter who thinks 7:08, two suckage days in a row. Excellent. No.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
No. Well, I was on yesterday, so maybe that's what they are referring to.
I think they're referring to Saturday's suckage on Saturday. I think that's really it.
Oh, yes. Tell the folks, why we will not be on the air tomorrow, Saturday. Tomorrow is Saturday, ladies and gentlemen.
Which is normally when Saturday suckage would air. We would normally hold the Wake and Bake Club meetings then. However, we can't, because the score will be broadcasting Ohio State, Michigan. So you can listen to yet another Jim Harbaugh loss. So the score broadcast will be on at 10:30 tomorrow, as I understand it, a pregame show, and then Ohio State, Michigan will be broadcast on these very airwaves. Tonight, we have the Bears. We have the Bears, the Bulls, I mean. The Bulls will be playing the Magic at 6 o'clock. And in the meantime, for the Wake and Bake Club, I don't know if you saw this, but do you have an Uber app, right, Mark?
Yeah.
You do Uber? You Uber around?
Uber and Lyft. I got Uber and Lyft, yeah. I've got the standard.
Do you have Uber Eats? Have you used Uber Eats? Were you using it during...
You know what? That is weird. That is a hole in my game. I do not, have not used Uber Eats. I keep threatening to, because I don't like to wait for food. Like, if I want to eat, like, bad food, I go get it and bring it home. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Uber Eats will now allow, in Canada, will now allow customers to place orders for pot and pick it up at the nearest Tokyo smoke store. They can't deliver it to you.
Oh.
But you can order online. You can order on the Uber Eats app, which is really perfect. It's really a smart play by Uber when you think about it, right? Well, I'm going to get this, and then I'm going to order 50 tacos and have Uber bring them.
Yes, I'll have that true. And 72 burritos. Right.
Yeah. Okay. That's right. Okay. But Uber Eats will allow you to place orders. You have to go pick it up because they can't deliver it. And the reason you are not allowed, you can't have it here, we can't have nice things, is because while it might be legal locally, dispensaries all over the place. In fact, our producer today, Bong Callahan, used to work at a dispensary. But it's not legal across the country. It's federally illegal. That's why it's still a cash business there. You can't use credit card companies won't take the business. They don't want to get into trouble. But that's what's happening up in Canada. You can place it on Uber Eats. I love that idea. So,
you know, why not? Why not, right?
Here's your WB Club news. We will take a break when we come back. We will talk with Lawrence Holmes on the other side of this. Steve Rosenblum, Mark Rohde in for Bernstein and Rahimi. Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.